light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم is very beautifully reported to have said إِذَا نَسِيتُمْ شَيْئًا فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ تُذَكِّرُوهُ إِنْشَاء اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says recite salat upon me whenever you forget something Inshallah عز وجل you will remember what you have forgotten Subhanallah صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Very wonderful Hadith we discussed now. But before that, marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to our silsila, our episode. You are watching Madani channel and we are broadcasting the series Light of Guidance, this episode all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, alhamdulillah. Very soon we are going to embrace the auspicious month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, Ramadan al-Kareem. This time I think Ramadan will be somewhere in February. Going to March, so you will be having the rosaries. And alhamdulillah, this is also the father and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith which we just discussed now, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, recite salat upon me whenever you forget something, inshallah, you will remember what you have forgotten. This is a very wonderful hadith because many a times, you know, sometimes we're about to say something, and we're like, I was about to say something, I forgot. So immediately you must read Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah you'll remember it. Or sometimes you left your keys or you left your document somewhere. You can't find it. You're like, where did I put it? You know, your mind is somewhere else. So recite Durood Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad. Inshallah. With this aqidah and belief that the words of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are true. And definitely I'm going to remember what I am forgetting. Inshallah you will remember. You know, there was once a very righteous personality, Qazi Muhammad Sultan Alam Mirpuri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the scholars used to often visit him and discuss Islamic rulings to him. So, you know, sometimes when a particular masla or issue needed some verification, some clarification, so he would ask so-and-so person to locate the reference or the masla or the narration in a specific book. And sometimes, you know, after looking for it so much that masla or something couldn't be found. You know, sometimes you missed the page, you forgot where you read it, you know, you don't know which exactly chapter is it under. So this Qazi, subhanallah, Qazi Muhammad Sultan Alam Mirpuri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would close the book, hold it in his hands, and then recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as soon as he used to open the book, the exact page used to open in which the issue was, which they were looking for, would appear right before him. Subhanallah. This is yaqeen. This is the, you know, trust a person has. The beloved Rasul has said that definitely it's going to happen. My job is to trust. How it's going to happen, that's not our cup of tea. That's not our thing to ask or to do. How it happens that Allah and His beloved Rasul knows. How you will remember, what you will remember, when you will remember, that Allah and His beloved Rasul. You must just follow the teachings of the beloved Rasul. He has said that if I forget something, I must recite durood. Inshallah, I'm going to be remembered. I'm going to remember it. Then inshallah, do it and you will see the blessings. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. MashaAllah. So alhamdulillah, today's focal point of discussion, inshallah azza wa jal, is we are going to discuss a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very famous prophet. A prophet whose incident, whose narration, whose waqi'at are mentioned not once, not twice, but many places in the Holy Quran, in various maqamat. And Allah Ta'ala has praised this Prophet that I mentioned, the greatness and the glory of this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in the first para, you know, one of the first discussions which take place is related to this Prophet, that is Sayyidina Mawlana Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah, who is Abul Bashar, the father of human beings, because indeed he is the first human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before we move towards our discussion, inshallah, let's take a short break and listen to a wonderful kalam. And as soon as we return, we will begin our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine me bulaye aakhri nabi, Phir Gumbade Khazra dikhae aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine me گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے فرمائیے حق سے دعائیں آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا بلال مدینے آقا بلال مدینے آقا بلال مدینے آقا بلال مدینے بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میرے آخری خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، آقا بلانا مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلال و مدینے،
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ, coming back to our discussion that today we said we will be speaking about the greatness of the knowledge or the vast knowledge of Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. To indicate upon that, a wonderful ayah of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the first para in Surah Baqarah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَائِهَا أُولَاءِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. And he taught Adam the names of all things. Then after he showed them to the angels, he said to them, "Relate to me the names of these objects, if you are truthful." They, means the angels, said, "O Allah, you are pure. We only know that which you have taught us. Indeed, only you are the all-knowing, the most wise." قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Then he said, "O Adam, tell them the names of these things." So when he, Adam a.s., told them their names, he, Allah Azza wa Jal, said, "O angels, did I not say to you that I know all the concealed things of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal?" Salli ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are three ayat of the Holy Quran, wonderful ayat of the Holy Quran. And these actually highlight one of the main reasons why mankind and the human beings were honored as ashraful makhluqat, the most noble, the greatest, the most noble of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why they were made rightful to khilafah, which is to implement Allah's commands upon the earth. So let's first discuss the summary of these ayat, and then obviously then we'll discuss the lessons. You know, before this entire discussion, the Holy Quran speaks about the khilafat of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that Allah Ta'ala was going to appoint a khalifa upon the earth, where he spoke to the angels. And the angels said, "O Allah, will you appoint as your khalifa one who will spread corruption in the land and shed blood while we glorify and praise you?" وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And after that, the discussion comes which we discussed now, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ. So before this, Allah Ta'ala speaks about, you know, making his khalifa in this earth, And at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun." When the angel said that, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will you appoint as your Khalifa the one who will spread corruption in the land? They will shed blood, means human beings. So, and we praise you, we glorify you." So Allah Ta'ala said, "I know that which you do not know." In other words, the reply which Allah Ta'ala gave to the angels at that time was later explained in detail. That Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and taught him the names of all the things. Then everything whose names were taught to Adam alayhi salam was brought before the angels, and they were commanded, "O angels, tell me the names of these things." So since the angels didn't know the names, they humbly said, "O Allah, you are pure. We know only that which you have taught us." Then Allah Almighty said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, "O Adam, state the names of these things." So Adam alayhi salam then said the names of each and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, said, "O angels, did I not tell you that I know what you reveal and what you conceal?" Now, when we know what is the entire discussion, why this entire scenario, or how the entire scenario took place, now listen to the ayat in the translation again. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And he taught Adam the names of all things. Then after he showed them to the angels, he said to them, "Relate to me the names of these objects if you are truthful." قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. The angels said, "O Allah, you are pure. We only know that which you have taught us. Indeed, only you are the all-knowing, the most wise." قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Then he said, Allah Ta'ala said, "O Adam, tell them the names of these things." فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. So when Adam alayhi salam told them their names, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala said, "O angels, did I not say to you that I know all the concealed things of the heavens and the earth? وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And I know what you reveal and what you use to conceal." Subhanallah. So, in the light of this verse, first we need to reflect, we need to ponder, we need to understand the vastness of the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Where Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things. Asma, the word asma has been used. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. And asma is actually a plural of ism. Ism means a sign, identification, or a name. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam not a name, not ism, asma, the names, the identifications, the signs of what? The names of what? Allah Ta'ala mentions, he says, kullaha. Means the names, the identification, the signs of all the things. Kullaha. Asma kullaha. And in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Allama Ismail Haqqi, he explains the word kullaha. And he says, Adam alayhi salam was taught the names of all the angels, all his offspring, all animals, inanimate objects, birds, and every living creature that will be born until the day of judgment. He was also taught the names of all cities and villages, every crop and leaf, every blessing of paradise, in fact, every small and large thing, even the names of bowls, shields, and vessels used for milk. Everything was granted to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, subhanallah. And you know, if you want to elaborate further on what is ilmul asma, the knowledge of the names, the Mufassir al-Shahir Hakimul Ummah, very beautifully, Mufti Ahmad al-Khanaimi, he says, from the beginning of the world till the end, countless languages have and will be spoken, each with its own distinct letters and words. As a result, there are millions of things in existence, and each thing has thousands of attributes, and every attribute has thousands of names, and each name can be written and pronounced in countless ways. For example, he says, water is called Pani in Urdu, Aab in Farsi, in Persian, and Ma'un in Arabic. Ma is water, and Jal in Hindi, and water in English. And who knows what in other languages? You know, and you have in Afrikaans, it's a language in South Africa, we say water, for water. Okay, and many other languages. You know, in South Africa alone, there are 11 official languages. Right? Besides that, the entire world, just take water. So we discuss 6 different names of water itself. And then water has thousands of forms also. Cold water, hot water, clean water, dirty water, salty water, sweet water, heavy, thick, light, thin, white, black, and so on. And each was its own name in different languages. If you have water which is cold, you say ice water. You have water which is hot, you say boiling water. You have water which is clean, you say clean water. Water which is dirty, you say dirty water. Water which is, you say mist. Mist is also a form of water. You say ice is also a form of water. There are so many things related to water. And this is only English which we are talking about. Now if you look at all the different possibilities of water in different circumstances, different situations, different forms, then they're different names, and that's in one language. Then every language has its own way of explaining that different form. And this is only about water we are speaking. This is one thing in the entire universe. We have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of other things in the universe. And all of this knowledge was granted to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah. Another example, just to give you an understanding. You know, this is a cell phone. It's a mobile. Right. You can call this a cell phone. You can call this a device. You can call this a mobile. There's already 3 words we gave you for one thing. All right. And then this cell phone is not just a cell phone. There's hundreds and thousands of things inside here. You have a mic. You have a speaker. You have a screen. You have a charging pin. You have a stick inside. You have a camera. You have a torch. You have a radio. You have a calculator. You have hundreds of things inside this one device. Okay, and then each thing has a different name. Calculator is called calculator. Torch is called torch. You don't have one word torch used for everything. No, mic has its own name. Speaker has its own name. Screen has its own name. The LCD has its own name. Display has its own name. The charging port has its own name. And everything else in the phone has its own name. So this is one thing itself. It has many names. Then the things inside it also have different names. And each thing can be pronounced in different thousands of ways, because a camera is called a camera in English, but in Urdu it'll be something else, in Persian something else, in Chinese something else, in Zulu something else, in Afrikaans something else, in Arabic something else. Likewise, the mic in English is something else, in Urdu is something else, and like that. So if you sit down and think, our mind will, you know, it will go mind boggling that you will never ever comprehend what Allah Ta'ala has taught to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The scholars write that Adam alayhi salam was taught 700,000 languages and mastered 1,000 crafts. 700,000 languages. In today's time, if someone learns 2-3 languages, you know, it's a linguistic person, and the person is, you know, he got respect, and you know, he's fluent in few languages. Someone learns 8, 9, 10, 11 languages, and you say, wow, you know, go anywhere in the world, he can find his way because he can speak so fluently every language. 700,000 languages given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, taught to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And in those 700,000 languages, how many different words there are, how many different verbs there are, how many different nouns there are, different synonyms, different adjectives, different adverbs, different proverbs. And it's a whole science on its own. With this, we can just imagine. We cannot come to a conclusion. Just imagine how much knowledge was granted to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And Imam Razi, he opens what is Ilmul Asma, subhanAllah. And he's saying Asma is the plural of Ism. And one meaning of Ism is identification. The meaning then becomes Allah Ta'ala granted Adam alayhi salam the knowledge of the realities of all the things. One is the name of all the things. Then the identification, the reality of those things. For example, what is the chemical formula of water? It's H2O. And each water molecule is composed of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom. Likewise, the reality of everything, their properties, for instance, what medical benefits water has, what harms it may cause, what herb it's used for which purpose, what benefit each thing contains, what harm it may have. Allah Almighty taught all of this knowledge to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah, 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 Allah. So first was just the names which you discussed, and that was enough for making our mind, you know, going crazy. And now the realities of everything. What is water? Water is H2O. What is H2O? What is hydrogen? What is oxygen? You know, all these kind of things. And then the properties also. With water, what does water do? What can water benefit you? What if water is used in this way, then what will happen? If water is done in this, then what will happen? If water is, you know, stored in this way, then what will happen? All of this. Imagine for everything in the universe, how much knowledge was granted to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If this is the vast knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, which is beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination, then I ask you, what is going to be said about the master of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the leader of all the prophets, the leader of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the leader in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Rasul, Janab Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is the level of his knowledge? And if you want an answer, then he himself, very wonderfully and very beautifully, subhanallah, he says, عُلِّمْتُ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا كَمَا عُلِّمَ آدَمُ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, this is a hadith in Musnad al-Firdaus. He says, I have been taught the names of all things just as Adam was taught the names of all things. And this refers to the knowledge of the names. And Allah Ta'ala announced regarding the knowledge of His beloved, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Just on the names, we discussed how much knowledge Adam alayhi salam had. What falls under names? Not just the name of everything, the name, the identification, and going into its depth, the properties of everything. Everything falls under name. The beloved Rasul says, I have been taught the names of all the things, just as Adam was taught the names of all the things. He says name. But when Allah Ta'ala says how much knowledge He granted to His beloved, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. That, oh beloved Rasul, Allah Ta'ala taught you all that you did not know. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't just say names. For Adam alayhi salam, He said names. And how much was names was beyond our way and understanding. For the beloved Rasul, He didn't say names. He said, whatever you did not know, Allah Ta'ala taught it to you. So names is there. And besides that, anything in the universe where your mind will go, that knowledge was granted and is granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why the ilmul asma, the knowledge of the names given to Adam alayhi salam, is a single drop in the ocean of the knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When Adam alayhi salam's knowledge is immeasurable, then imagine the knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Busiri very beautifully writes in his very famous Qasida Burda, subhanallah, he says, لَكَ ذَاتُ الْعُلُومِ مِنْ عَالَمِ الْغَيْبِ وَمِنْهَا لِآدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءُ. Subhanallah, he says, oh beloved, you have been granted unimaginable knowledge of the unseen. The ilm al-asma, which was given to Adam alayhi salam, is but one of your innumerable knowledges. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in Qasida Burda, there is another stanza which says, وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. And a part, a portion of your knowledge is the knowledge of Lohi Mahfuz and the knowledge of the Qalam. And Lohi Mahfuz has everything that's in it. Then Imam Busiri says, that's a part of your knowledge, O beloved Rasul. What knowledge you have been granted from the court of Allah that is beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We'll inshallah discuss further on this topic. We're enjoying this topic, but we'll take a short break and listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will then carry on our discussion. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam has provided us with so many beautiful pieces of advice. Amongst those, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, لا تحاسدوا. Do not be jealous of one another. That's beautiful. ولا تباغضوا. and do not possess enmity, hatred for one another. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. But rather, be the bondsmen, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as brothers. And if it was envy, eats the heart. It doesn't harm the person you envy. If it did, then maybe there's a reason to, you know, have that jealousy of another person. Yes? If it harms them, it doesn't really harm them, does it? But rather, it only harms you. So that jealousy that you have for this other person is not benefiting you, even in this world, psychologically, in any way whatsoever. All it does is bring harm to you. It turns blessings into bitterness. It turns gratitude into impatience. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, beware of envy, beware of hasad, beware of jealousy, because jealousy consumes person's good deeds just as fire consumes wood. If you wish for peace, inner peace, then celebrate others' success. Say, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Tabarakallah. Do dua for them. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings has no bounds. There's no limits to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody else is receiving some of those blessings, this does not reduce what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you. A heart which is free from jealousy is a heart which is prepared for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And a heart which can be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger is a heart destined for paradise. Inshallah wa azza wa jal.
Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome once again, mashallah, to our episode. And you are with us on the Light of Guidance in this beautiful series. And today we are discussing the immense knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and some wonderful things. I learned some new things today, alhamdulillah. We all learned some new things, I'm sure, related to the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Elaborating further on the same discussion, we discussed the knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perfect and it is unparalleled. Nobody can comprehend its true extent. Nobody. Yes, the knowledge of the beloved Rasul is atai. It has been granted, it has been bestowed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the beloved Rasul sallam knowledge is zati, his own knowledge. No, ma'adhullah. You know, that will end up being associating partners or associating someone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Our aqidah is Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is zati, his own knowledge. Nobody granted it to him. Nobody taught it to him. Nobody bestowed it to him. And besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire creation, including the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone has been granted ata'i knowledge. Ata'i means granted. Everyone has been granted the knowledge. Yes, some were granted more. And you know, we have also been given knowledge, but our knowledge is, I wouldn't even make a list of our knowledge, right? So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge is ata'i, it is granted. And in the entire creation, everyone's knowledge is ata'i, it is granted. Nobody says the beloved Rasul sallam's knowledge is zati. Yes, what we do say is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge is granted by Allah, but he has been granted the most knowledge in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he has been granted the most beauty in the entire creation, as he has been granted the most excellence in the entire creation, as he has been granted the most greatness, as everything which was granted to him was granted perfect, was granted the most of everything. So likewise, the knowledge which was granted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted. I'm always using the word granted. So anyone who has this, you know, satanic whispers in their mind that, you know, we are saying that the beloved Rasul has knowledge, ma'adallah, and his knowledge and the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is the same. No, there is no comparison. And nor do we compare the knowledge of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I'm always saying granted means he was given the knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that knowledge is not compared to anyone or anything in the entire universe, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the angels, all the jinnat, all the animals, all the human beings, all the ulama, the mufakkihin, the mufassireen, the muhaddiseen, the sulaha, the awliya, the aqtab, the abdal, the calendar, everyone in the entire universe, everything and everyone, no one, nothing's knowledge can compare to the knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is why, you know, we say, alimu ma kana wa ma yakoon. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what happened and what will happen, what is happening. All of that is in the knowledge of the beloved Rasul. And everything has obviously been taught to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is very important. You must keep this in mind. Some people use this and try to misguide or mislead those people who don't have proper understanding of the aqidah and the beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You must know your aqidah. When you believe in the ilm al-ghayb of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why mustn't you believe in the ilm al-ghayb? I mean, all of these narrations, are these not proving the knowledge of the unseen? Are these not proving the immense knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidi Ahl-Azhar says, or koi ghayab kya, tumse niha ho bala. جب نہ خدا ہی چھپا تم پہ کرو درود یا رسول اللہ اللہ تعالی now was not hidden from your sight. So how can we assume that any other غیب, any other unseen is hidden from your sight, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So this is الحمدللہ the عقیدہ of اہل السنة والجماعة. الحمدللہ, our time has come to an end unfortunately, but we tried to discuss the immense knowledge of Adam علیہ السلام and obviously mentioned the great knowledge of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, yaar zinda sohbat baqi, if you get a chance in the future, inshallah, we'll elaborate on this more. But till then, remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, unfortunately, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, and remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.